This is Wake Up Call.
Another kind of daytime radio program.
On the Sports Map Radio Network.
All right. All right. Let's do this.
Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Oh, good April Fool's Day to you. You know, I'm not a big fan of April Fool's Day. I don't know why. Maybe it's because when I was a kid, it was funny, you know, tricking people. And then you get older and it's like, ugh, what other prank could we possibly pull? You know what is amazing, though, about April Fool's Day is how many people don't realize that it's April Fool's Day. So there'll be somewhere in some town in America where some local morning zoo crew is going to tell you that the mayor is shutting the town down, or it's free chocolate for everybody, or something crazy like that, and people will believe it, and they don't look at the calendar, and they don't realize it's April 1st, and it's April Fool's Day. But nevertheless, you know, you'll see people on social media say they won the lottery, or they say that they're moving, or they say they're getting a divorce, or whatever other sick joke they have in mind. But as Ron pointed out, it does give us a chance to talk about Sports Illustrated Sid Finch from 1985, and that's always a good thing. By the way, we've got the Final Four coming up, and Bruce Arians has resigned as head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And it's interesting because the conspiracy theories are being thrown all over the place because of the timeline from when the Bucs lost that playoff game until now. All of the Tom Brady retirement, the unretirement, and now a few weeks after that, Bruce Arians decides to step down and give the job to Todd Bowles. We'll break that down and whether or not the conspiracy angle on this is actually legit. There's not all the time do people who come up with these kind of things are wrong. Sometimes you do connect the dots and you come up with something that nobody would want to admit publicly, but they're trying to play off as just a coincidence that the greatest quarterback of all time retires and 5 weeks later unretires, and his head coach decides, yeah, by the way, thanks for coming back, but I'm out of here. Bye. It's not exactly maybe the kind of in-depth conspiracy that people are digging into, but it just can't possibly be a coincidence, can it? We'll talk about that as well. All right, we'll get to that coming up. We'll also, again, talk about the four teams that are left in college basketball's Final Four and what would it mean to each program to win the title. Some it'll be great. Some it'll be awesome. Some we would still have some questions about. That's all coming up as we continue. Happy Friday to you. Happy April Fools. It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.
Listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us, and happy April Fool's Day. Are you an April Fool's Day fan? We're not doing any tricks today, or... I'm not a big April Fool's fan.
You know, I'm like you. I used to be really big on it. Used to try to come up with...
when I was younger and immature.
Junior high, high school, I think I tried everything. I don't know. I might try to do something to pull one over my kids, but you know, I know they're going to try something on me.
By the way, I think I just got to a point where I was rolling my eyes at the same old tricks that people were pulling, like in the radio business. Like, hey man, it's Classic Rock 102.3. You got a big announcement coming up. We're going to go all classical music from now on. We're changing formats. We're all going to be playing the Beethoven and the Bach. So you're going to be enjoying that this way out. We've got one more block of Led Zeppelin coming up, and then it's going to be all classic music. And people would call up and be angry. How dare you? I need my classic rock in the morning. Oh, no, this is terrible. And then you're like, April Fools, look at the stupid calendar. It comes every year. And people just fall for it. They fall for it every time. Even the most outrageous stuff. We're like, we're changing the town's name.
Right.
People are like, oh, my God. What am I going to do? I just had a whole bunch of printed envelopes. This is not going to work. And they're like, oh, look at the calendar. It's April Fool's. And people fall for it all the time. Do you think it's because people forget it's April Fool's? Because people don't even really know what day it is. Where they just go, oh, it's April 1st. Oh, yeah, I thought it was like March, you know, 10th.
32nd.
Yeah, 32nd. I thought it was March 32nd. So, well, nevertheless, April Fool's. Happy April Fool's, everybody. I hope you don't get pranked. Oops, nobody... you know, uncorks the salt in the break room.
Don't fall for your secret girlfriend that you have on the side that she's pregnant.
That's right. Don't fall for that. Just, you know. Yeah, if you're having an affair and your mistress says she's pregnant, don't worry about it. It's April Fool's. Look at the advice you and I are giving. That's great. Oh, what about this one? This Bruce Arians conspiracy.
April Fool's.
April Fool's, right? Like, are they going to come back together and be back in love, Tom Brady and Bruce Arians? I'll tell you right now, and I said this at the top, we get stories like this in sports a lot where people want to dig a little deeper. Is there more to this than meets the eye? A head coach just resigned. Not only did he just resign, it comes a couple of months after he signed a contract extension. Now, don't get me wrong, retirement can come any way, any shape, any form. Just because you signed a contract extension 9 months ago, it doesn't mean that today you want to continue to do it. Things can happen in people's lives. People can get sick. They can come up with an illness. It could be a family member that needs their attention. Circumstances change all the time for people. But there is a way that NFL reporters are looking at this story and saying, okay, look, Tampa Bay, you're trying to sell us this idea that the greatest quarterback of all time, who led the team to the playoffs and led the team in a failed comeback, but still an impressive comeback in their loss to the Rams, and still was an MVP level player, just retired, stayed retired. Then in 5 weeks later said, whoops, my bad, terrible mistake. I'm coming back. I should have never retired in the first place. And then within a few weeks of that, the head coach of the football team just went, nope, not doing this anymore. And you moved him into the front office. And now everybody within the team is saying, it's all good. I can't believe anybody would ever think that the head coach and the quarterback don't get along. Well, that's going to be what's going to happen when you have those circumstances. Because when people start asking questions like, where did this come from? What happened? The timeline doesn't seem to make any sense. Why would Bruce Arians suddenly resign as a head coach but keep a job within the organization? Did he really want Todd Bowles to be a coach with Tom Brady as a quarterback? Is that what his real desire was? Maybe, but it also means let's try to connect the dots a little bit. Why did Tom Brady retire in the first place? Was it a pull to get the Buccaneers to act in the way he wanted? Was he trying to get out of Tampa Bay? Remember all of these rumors about him possibly coming back to play for San Francisco or possibly Miami, right? Well, why were those people generating those kind of stories? Because it wasn't too far-fetched that Brady was trying to force the hand of the Buccaneers to let him go play somewhere else. Now, why would he want to do that if he was absolutely committed to going to his kids' games and hanging out with the family and just being a stay-home dad? Well, because there's possibility that there was a little smoke to that fire. Then maybe he just said, I'm not really on the same page as Bruce Arians. And then when he went to England and was sitting in the luxury box at the Manchester United game and talking to Malcolm Glazer, is it possible? Is it out of the realm of possibility that he had a conversation that went, you know, I'd love to come back, but, you know, Bruce and I just don't see eye to eye on a lot of things. I just got out of a situation in New England where the coach was very abrasive, and I'd rather not go through that again. And maybe Malcolm Glazer said, well, there's a solution to that, Tom, and here's the solution. We obviously can't do it right away. That'll be way too suspicious. But if you give us some time, we can put Bruce in a position where he can still make the same amount of money because he's not quitting. Like, he's not working. He's getting the same amount of money to do something else within the organization. And we do that. Todd Bowles, you seem to like him. We'll see if we can get him to be staying on and be the head coach. Would that work? And Brady said, yeah, because almost immediately after that meeting, Brady was like, I'm back. What a dumb idea that retirement was. Silly me. I wanted to play football this whole time. So I don't think it's wrong for people to think that there's something not quite as clean as the Buccaneers want to give you. Because look at the way Bruce Arians is talking, right? He wants to make sure everybody knows this has nothing to do with Brady. Because why would he admit that it had anything to do with Brady? He's still in the front office. He may not be the head coach, and he may not be dealing with Brady on a one-on-one basis, but he's absolutely in on the story. Brady's going to be in on the story. Bowles is going to be in on the story. And believe me when I tell you, teams don't always tell you the truth because there's no real incentive to tell you the truth. Now, I'm not saying that this is exactly how this went down. I kind of believe it did, but I've got no evidence to support that. Maybe it was a clean. Brady just simply changed his mind, and out of nowhere, Bruce Arians said, and I wouldn't mind not coaching him anymore. I'd rather do something else. Okay, that's fine. But I've learned to believe over the years that if you connect the dots in a way in sports that makes sense, the chances are that's exactly how it happened. So my personal belief is there was something to this. Is it as nefarious as people make it out? Maybe not. Maybe it's conspiracy light, to use a term. But you can't convince me that there's not something there between these two. Why would Bruce Arians give up another championship potential with Tom Brady at the helm? What exactly was the retirement all about?
Especially this season with the AFC South like almost giving you six games?
Of course. Now, again, Arians, maybe he really wants Todd Bowles to be a head coach again. Maybe that's the case. But I got to think that winning that Super Bowl was pretty fun. And with Tom Brady, you always are in a position to do that. Why wouldn't you want to go at it again? Unless, of course, Tom Brady doesn't really like working with you. And if you're Malcolm Glazer, who are you going to want in the next year or two? Bruce Arians or Tom Brady? So you convince Arians, you know what would be best? We're not going to take a dime away from you. But if you did this for us, we'd really appreciate it.
It just seems odd.
It really does seem odd. I mean, the timing just doesn't seem to make much sense here.
I know that they're going to be passive aggressive about it and say, oh, there's nothing going on, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, for me, it's like where there's smoke, there's fire.
Of course.
And it just, I mean, yeah, like everything you just said, it just doesn't make any sense. Why would he want to pass up another chance? And it seemed like everything was good. They won a Super Bowl 2 years ago.
That's what I keep going back to, right? Brady retiring, at first, it kind of made a little sense. He is getting older, right? Whatever.
Yeah, maybe
but
he doesn't want to do
time,
the grind
like,
anymore.
And I said it at the time. It is possible, because some athletes do this. It is possible that Brady never wanted to see his decline. Like Brady talked about, I'm going to play till I'm 45, et cetera, et cetera. But maybe, just maybe, he went, I know my body better than anything, and I'm keeping it as healthy as possible. But father's time is ticking in a way most people aren't seeing. Yes, I did this, and I was throwing touchdown passes, and I had this statistics that were incredible and led me to this MVP-level performance. But I feel like the deterioration is coming, and I don't want anybody to see that. So I'm going to leave as high as I possibly can. Winning a Super Bowl is not guaranteed, and I'm not going to hang around to try to see if I can win one. I'm just going to leave now while I have this really, really good season. I bought that. But almost immediately, 5 weeks later, he's like, what a dumb idea. I'm back. Okay, on the surface, I can buy it. But then when your head coach went, glad you're back, but I won't be, a couple of weeks after that? Like, remember, Tom Brady announced his unretirement on Selection Sunday. That wasn't that long ago. And Bruce Arians goes, 2.5 weeks later, bye. See you later. And the organization, he's not even leaving. The organization is like, he's so valuable, we're going to put him in the front office. Why would the organization give Bruce Arians an opportunity to be in the front office in some capacity? Do you see other coaches getting this opportunity when they retire out of nowhere? Right? Maybe they do and they turn it down. But Bruce Arians is willing, as a coach, as a guy who's coach, he's taking an office job? For what? Why? The pieces don't quite fit. Right? And so that's why you have a lot of people saying, hey, there's something to this. Don't ignore it and don't blow it off. I think there's something to it. I think Brady has a lot of power. There's no question about it. And I think Brady was putting the Buccaneers to the test. Because, again, I go back to what I was saying earlier. I don't think that there was that was just speculation coming out of nowhere, a bunch of writers needing something to write, that Brady had interest in playing for a number of other teams than the Buccaneers. Coming back and playing for the 49ers, or coming back in the little rumor about Miami, all of those things. I think those were based on something, and I think the something was, I got to get the Buccaneers the way I want it. And if they do that, fine. If not, I'm not coming back. And I think Glazer gave him that vote of confidence when they were in England. Isn't it weird? He's hanging out with the owner, then decides to come back, and then Bruce Arians gets promoted, quote unquote. It seems a little off to me. It just seems a little off. And I'm not the only one. A bunch of writers are buzzing about this morning because they've been, you know, if you've been around this league a long time, this is usually how this works. A team comes out and says, oh, no, all of it's clean. All of it's this is. And then you go, nah, I don't think so. I mean, Charles Robinson at Yahoo Sports wrote something that the league likes you to believe. That it, if it looks like a duck, swims like a duck, and quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck. But the problem is that most writers realize that it's more or less like this. If it looks like a duck, dresses like a chicken, and starts lying immediately, it's probably a story. And that's basically how this works. Remember, the Buccaneers are never, ever, 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 ever going to tell you this is how it went down. So if it did go down like this, they'll never tell you that. That's not how they're going to work. So you got to dig. And people are going to dig. Because it's rather perplexing that Bruce Arians, who, again, I'm going to repeat this. You can sign a contract extension and change your mind 9 months later. But it didn't seem like Bruce Arians was on his way out not that long ago. All right, we'll continue to follow that one as well. We'll get to the Final Four because Saturday should be fun. It's Tony D, Ron Culver. It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.
This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us as we continue. It's Wake Up Call on Twitter at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That's Ron with two N's. So I was telling you yesterday I had to go to a doctor's appointment with my wife. She wasn't able to drive back, so I had to take the morning off. And I was dreading early morning Nashville traffic because it's notoriously bad. It wasn't as awful as I thought it was going to be, but it was still awful enough to make me go, oh, God, I don't know how people do this every single day. I don't know. Traffic, what is it about traffic that makes us lose our minds? Like some people, maybe not you, but it's me.
You know what
I mentally lose it.
Having grown up driving in Los Angeles, you know, obviously notoriously known for traffic. This is my thought, is that it makes no sense for you to go 15 miles per hour on a freeway when we're all heading in the same direction.
I got, yeah.
With no stoplights.
Exactly. It drives me crazy.
Now, I get if there's an accident or a broken down car, I get it.
I've always said that my biggest thing about traveling is, and I like to travel. I like to go to different places, but I don't like traveling. Right? Like, I don't like airports. I don't like airlines. I don't like baggage claim. I don't like driving on road trips. I like getting to my, if I could just materialize at that place, like a Star Trek.
Speed it up. Teleportation.
Right. I would do that. Right? I just don't enjoy the process of traveling. And I don't know very many people who do, right? Like, people who fly a lot, they're like, yeah, I hate flying. It's just part of
it. I hate it.
I don't think anybody gets in an airplane and goes, this is great. I love this.
No, you and
being in a tube 30,000 feet in the air, not even realizing how this works.
And I have had this conversation before. We would love to visit Australia.
Sure.
But 18 hours in a plane.
Can't do it.
Like, I don't know. I'd lose
it. Can't do it. It's just drives me. It would just drive me crazy.
And I have an issue because I'm one of those that can't sleep on a plane.
Yeah, I can't sleep on a plane either. So I'd be up the whole time.
Yeah.
I'd be jet lag and grouchy from lack of sleep. But I think the thing that when I'm on a road trip, and again, this was just driving up to Nashville, so it's not like I was driving to, like, you know, Chicago or something. I love it when I'm cruising at like 75 miles an hour on the highway, blah, blah, and then you just start seeing the lights. And you're like, what's, oh. And then you get stuck in it, and you're like, oh, jeez. You know, my GPS says I'm like 5 miles to the exit, and I'm like, it's going to take forever. Nothing's moving. And then you find out, no, this is every day. Every day, this is what these people do. They get up, they get in their car, they kiss their wives goodbye or their husbands goodbye, they get in their car, they drive on the highway, and then at some point they know, stoppage time, chill out, just crawl along to the exit. Just a normal morning routine. I don't understand it. I can't wrap my brain around it. But nevertheless, it was, you know, and I was telling you, this is the one down. Well, normally when you do a morning show for a living, you get to like sleep in. This was an early morning wake up call as well. Like I didn't even get a rest.
Yeah.
Like it was like beep, beep, beep. Oh, this is like a normal day. Let's get going. It's crazy. But nevertheless. So thanks to anybody, the people who filled in for us for me yesterday. So it gave me time to process the Final Four coming up this weekend. And we'll get more into that as the show progresses, because there's, you know, obviously with these four teams, I like to do this thing, and I do it with all sports. It's kind of like a quirk that I have. Whenever I get to the semifinals of anything, AFC, NFC championship game, AL, NL pennant, you know, I always go, four teams left. And then I start thinking about what would it mean for each one to win whatever it is they're going after, right? Oh, well, if this team wins the Super Bowl, it'll be like this. And if this team wins the Super Bowl, we'll be talking about this, you know, et cetera. And so I started thinking to myself, you got a great story in Duke. Whether you love Duke or hate Duke, you can't deny that if Mike Krzyzewski wins the national championship and goes out on a note like that with his sixth title, it would be incredible. It would be remarkable. It will be one for the ages.
And right? Especially doing it on the, you know, having to get by North Carolina.
Right. Beating North Carolina in the Final Four.
Makes it even that much sweeter.
Right. Exactly. Then you have North Carolina. If they win the national title, first year under Hubert Davis, coming out, you know, taking over for Roy Williams, beating Duke in order to get there, an 8 seed winning it all, reminding us once again that every now and then North Carolina, no matter what you think of them, can still be North Carolina, even if we go, are they even going to make the tournament this year? Oh, yes, they are. Now they've won the whole thing. Then there's Villanova, and they obviously Justin Moore is going to be out, their star guard with the torn Achilles, and Jay Wright. It would be like their third title in like 6 years, it, you know, like 7 years. Great. Fantastic. What a, it's not quite a dynasty, but you can't deny Jay Wright and Villanova, if they win, have a decent era. And then there's Kansas. And this is not to pick on Kansas, because I've given you three things that would be awesome if everybody else would have won. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of great feelings in Kansas if the Jayhawks win. But you know what a lot of people will go? Hey, isn't that the level 2-1 violation school from a couple of years ago that still gave Bill Self a contract extension for life? Yes, it is.
Isn't it still going on?
Yes, it is. Right? So again, I'm not trying to rain on the Kansas parade, because yay, Jayhawks, another one of the blue blood programs in college basketball. But there is this thing that is hanging over the Jayhawk program. Right? It's still, you know, we're moving it into another direction, but there is still these level one violations that the Jayhawks have been dealing with, the school has been dealing with for. In fact, don't take my word for it. It was the first question Mark Emmert got asked at the Final Four in New Orleans yesterday, was about Kansas and these level one violations that are still hanging over the program's head. So again, these four teams all have something special should they cut down the nets on Monday night at the Superdome. But coming up, so who will? We'll talk about the two games on Saturday when we continue. It is Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio. Hit us up on Twitter at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That's Ron with two N's, as we roll along on a Friday.
And Ron. Ron Tolbert continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
All right, thanks for joining us as we continue. It is Wake Up Call. Again, on Twitter, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That is Ron with two N's. Yes, it is April Fool's Day. So don't fall for anything, people. Don't fall for anything. You know, like if Ron says, haha, it was a big joke, I'm actually Ron with one N, don't fall for
it. No, that'll never happen.
Don't do that.
I did contemplate coming in today and going, you know what, I just, you know, got to tell you something serious. Today is my last show.
Yeah, yeah.
Of the week!
That's the other one, yeah. That's the other April Fool's joke. Me and Scrappy are done here on the queue. Yeah, our bosses just fired us this morning. Scrappy and I are going to be unemployed. Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. What a joke. What, it would be weird, though, if you actually were telling the truth.
And it happened on April Fool's? Yeah. I know.
And everybody's not sympathetic, and you're like, oh.
Okay, I don't know how often April Fool's happens on a Friday. Most people get laid off or fired on a Friday. Can you do that as an employer?
Just by estimate, once every 6 or 7 years.
But can you do that as an employer today? I mean, if you're
no, you got to wait till Monday.
Yeah, if you're wanting to let someone go, you wait. You have to.
You just got
to
wait. You just got to be like, it's not a good day. Let's do it. Let's let them enjoy it.
I'll tell you what, man. If I got pulled in today and someone said, hey, we got to let you go, I'd be like, ha ha, you almost got me.
Right, exactly. Like if anything.
Not falling for it today.
Like any news that you hear from somebody, you're going to take with like a little bit of skepticism.
Yeah.
Like that's just the way April Fool's is.
If a mistress hands you her little stick that says pregnant, not today. Don't believe her.
Don't believe her today. Not today. So. I don't know. How did April Fool's come about again? Do you know the history
idea.
Of it? I don't even know. It is kind of silly. But, you know, hey, we also have a holiday based on a groundhog seeing its shadow. So what do you want? That's just the way it goes.
Well, that one makes a lot more sense.
By the way, today is the – yeah, I know. Well, that one's based on science. Like April Fool's just cruel. But the groundhog seeing a shadow, 6 more weeks of winter, that's based on scientific fact.
Yes.
You know, so it's a lot of scientists have studied Punxsutawney Phil. Today is, though, the 5-year anniversary of me watching South Carolina play in the Final Four against Gonzaga. And I still to this day, 5 years later, think it's one of the most incredible things I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, I still sometimes wonder if that was real, that my non-basketball school went to the Final Four. It was quite an experience, I'll tell you that right now. But the Final Four this weekend, I've had a week, you know, a little less than a week to process it. And I'm, you know, you can't escape the blue-blooded nature of it. That's kind of what everybody's been saying this week. You know, would it have been cool if there was a sprinkle of someone else in this Final Four other than four of the more successful programs in the history of college basketball? But at the same time, it does allow you to go, look, whoever wins this is going to add to a rich legacy and a rich history. Mike Krzyzewski, for example, is going to his 13th Final Four. This is his 13th. But Duke is going to its 17th Final Four because they went to Final Fours before Mike Krzyzewski in the 60s. But Hubert Davis is going to his first Final Four, but North Carolina's 21st in the history of that program. I mean, and they're playing each other Saturday night. By the way, you're good, the bad, and the dumb on Wednesday about Eric Church. He's getting a lot more run. Apparently, people are mad, really, really angry at him.
They don't get it.
There are, you know, like, there's seriously like columns where people writing, this is, you know, for people who bought tickets and traveled to San Antonio, he just blew them off. Yes, refunds do not change the fact that people had planned an entire weekend around this concert. And he should have known it was going to be the Final Four. He didn't know North Carolina was going to be in it.
Hey, not only that, it's not even just North Carolina being in it. He might have still performed if North Carolina was just being in the Final Four.
Yes.
I think it has everything to do with the fact that it's North Carolina versus Duke.
Right,
which
I think you
never,
can't miss that.
Never happened in a tournament, and it coincides with, you know, his most hated rival. Their coach is retiring,
and you could send him out a loser.
Yes,
you could send him out to retirement, losing to this.
That's why, for me,
If I would be bummed if the concert was canceled. I'm sure there's a makeup date coming.
Yeah.
You know, and I would just have to change my plans a little bit. But I would have no ill will because I get it.
Be careful when you travel, like, for concerts. Like, everyone who does that should understand that concerts could get canceled at any moment,
yeah.
at a moment's notice. You know, artists can get sick. They could lose their voice.
On a sadder note, you know, Foo Fighters canceled their concert for obvious reasons.
Well, of course, yeah.
You know, but, I mean, they were down in South America doing, like, a huge continent tour. I mean, obviously everyone understands the reasonings behind it. But, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, things happen.
Like, if you plan to go to Vegas to go see, I don't know, Carrie Underwood, who performs out there, and, like, you get there and she can't perform, you better be okay with the fact that you flew out there and had a little mini vacation to see her and she couldn't perform.
Yeah.
It's like when you buy a Broadway ticket to see Denzel Washington play, in Streetcar Named Desire. Yeah, and he doesn't. Right?
Doesn't, like, for a night, and you got the understudy.
Whatever, or Death of a Salesman, and you're like, I want to see Denzel in Death of a Salesman, and he can't, and the understudy. That's the way it goes.
Now,
that is the way it goes.
You brought up Eric Church. There is another story to it that is probably only going to be Texas news or this area news.
Right.
Because he canceled the concert, and a lot of people are planning on attend, Bud Light stepped in.
Oh, what did Bud Light do?
Or Budweiser or whatever.
Budweiser, yeah.
They are going to be handing out free beers to all those who are in bars in San Antonio along San Antonio's famed Riverwalk.
Nice, nice. Now, Tony Kornheiser suggested that Eric Church call any of his buddies in the business and ask them to perform a concert in his place.
Because that's how it works.
Right, yeah. Like Kenny Chesney goes, ugh, all right.
Yeah,
I'll go down. Like Luke Combs is like, oh, fine. I'll go down to San Antonio and play for your fans.
I mean,
right?
Guys, just deal with the fact. I mean, you know, this situation like this wasn't planned. It doesn't happen all the time. You just got to roll with it. And I applaud Eric Church. I mean, it wasn't an easy decision.
No.
I mean, it was probably easy on his end. Like, guys, I need to get out of this. Figure it out.
You could totally, again, you can refund the tickets. You can do some free concerts. You'll make it good somehow to the people. Yeah, but you're going to see Duke, North Carolina in the Final Four. It's insane.
I mean, for us sports heads, you know, us sports geeks, I still find it hard to believe that these two teams never met in a tournament.
Yeah.
I get it, but at the same time.
Yeah, you get,
like,
it because when they take teams, they put them in a way so they don't. But you can't, inevitably, they should run into each other.
Because they're both great basketball programs.
At some point, you think that somehow the magic would work and they would run into each other at least once.
Just on that note, how many times has Duke played Michigan State in the tournament?
Yeah.
It was like nine times or
something?
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly.
So, I mean,
they
not
love the
once?
Coach K Tom Izzo thing. So if they can make it so that they will appear, they kind of go, let's stick Duke in this region.
And I'll tell you, if it's a great game, you might see more of it.
Oh, I have to say, I saw this one, I think it was a tweet or some post or something, that Mike Krzyzewski is going for the quad, which is he's got five national champions. But he's never won a title out of the West region.
Ooh.
And I thought to myself, that's a statistic for the rich, right? Like, that's a statistic. Like, you don't talk to other coaches about that. Like, other coaches are like, if I can just get one or two in my entire lifetime, I would be forever grateful. They're actually talking about Mike Krzyzewski like, well, if he wins, he'll have completed a championship run in all four regions of this is a conversation we can't have with anybody else. Like everyone else is like, oh, really? Oh, wow. Cause I don't even have one or I only have two in my entire career. And this guy's got enough to fill the bracket, to complete the four different regions of the NCAA tournament bracket. It's not like a useless statistic, but it's like, how else do we compare him? Who else do we compare him to? Did John Wooden ever lead UCLA out of the East region of the tournament? I don't know. But it's just it's crazy this guy's success in arguably the hardest tournament to win in all of sports. I know hockey people say, no, the Stanley Cup is the hardest to win. And I get it. It's difficult. But try being in a single elimination, crazy basketball can do a lot of things, the 3-point equalizer, and you're not going to get a chance to have it tomorrow. Try running through 6 games in that and tell me how many titles you think you'd win, hockey fan. It's really hard. And yet he's going for his 6th. In a 40-plus year career where we would argue that's remarkable. If Coach K had won 3 in 40 years, we would have said amazing. Amazing. The fact that he's going for double that is unbelievably impressive. And like I said earlier, Jay Wright is going for 3 within a 6-year period? 2016, 18, and now 22 if he wins? Like, again, that's remarkable as well. There's so many of these coaches that, you know, like, you get one or two and it's a career. It's a Hall of Fame career because of the nature of this thing. Hubert Davis could get one in his first year as a head coach. I remember when Steve Fisher, he took over at Michigan in 1989, took over midseason for Michigan and led them to a championship. I thought that was the most incredible thing. Roy Williams was like, I'm done with college basketball, bye. And Hubert Davis stepped in. He is 2 wins away from leading an 8-seed Tar Heel team to a title. And then there's Bill Self. Yeah, because Bill Self is Bill Self. He's magnificent.
I'm still, at some point we got to have Bill Self, Will Wade, yeah, Scott Miller.
Well, we have a Final Four with them. Yeah.
It's just, you know, and it's sponsored by the FBI.
And you know what? Yeah, exactly. And you know what? Kansas gave them pretty much a life, because they know the thing we talk about all the time, which is, right, these guys always get jobs. So you want Bill Self coaching somewhere else? No. He's not going to go disappear. He's not going to go hide in some cabin in Montana. You let him go, he'll find another landing spot, because they all find landing spots. That's just the way it is. So he might as well be coaching for you. And it does go to show you that some of these schools just go, FBI investigation, whatever. Wake me up if it's more serious. Wake me up if I've got to go to The Hague, right? Like if I've got to go to the international court. Right, FBI, we could survive that. What's the worst they're going to do to us? Yell at us? You know, no one's going to jail. No one's going anywhere. They're just going to publicly say that we did some things that are going to be legal pretty soon anyway. It's a crazy business. It's a crazy business. It's like if you laundered money at your company and then out of nowhere you were like, yeah, eventually they're just going to make it so that anybody can launder money. And you're like, wasn't this illegal? Yeah, it was, but, you know, nobody cares. It's a weird, like, people got so worked up over recruiting violations as if it was the crime of the century. Remember how people would go, he should never work again.
Yep.
What are you talking about? He paid a player. That's ridiculous.
I mean, let's think about the most infamous one. They killed a football program.
Yeah.
Over recruiting violations.
Exactly. I'm telling you. If we're not doing it now, 50 years from now, people look back at that SMU thing. They got worked up over what?
Yeah.
A gold car to Eric Dickerson?
Now there's like a...
Really?
I saw a news report that's almost alarming because there's 1,000 people in the transfer portal.
Yeah.
Just for college basketball.
Just for college basketball.
1,000.
It's nuts.
It's like, yeah, I'm gone. Yeah. I'm going to go play. I want to make some money.
It's amazing how values change and people and things change. Like seriously, if you told somebody... who's not even born today, and you're like, hey, you know, back in the 1980s, SMU lost its football program. They're like, what? How? Did the coach murder everybody? Why? What happened? Oh, yeah, they were paying players. They lost football for paying players under the table? And like, yeah, it was a big deal back then. Really? And like, that will be the if it's not already from the young generation who look back on that and go, what was that all about? You shut it all down? Yeah, they shut it all down, and it never came back. June Jones tried. God love him, he tried. It never came back. It was one of the premier programs in college football. It was national championship good, and they turned it off, and it never came back. And all those boosters that wanted a national title lost not only the football program, but the competitiveness of that football program for the rest of their lives. For what? Money. Paying players. Ridiculous. All right, we'll come back, wrap up this hour. Good, the bad, and the dumb, an hour or two. Don't forget that on a happy April Fool's Friday on Wake Up Call.
You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
By the way, buckle up, everybody, because April's going to be a blast. Next week, you know what we got next week, Ron? Next week is our busiest week.
Too much.
We've got way too much on the table starting on Monday. We're going to have a preview of the national championship. Then on Tuesday, we'll talk about the national championship. Then we'll be talking about the Masters. Then opening day on Thursday. All next week. Oh, my gosh. And then, of course, don't forget the playoffs are starting and the NBA. I think hockey is going a little deeper into April. I don't think they wrap up their season until very, very late. But the draft will be around. I mean, there's so much stuff in the month. It all starts today because it's April Fool's Day, thus April 1st. And one of the busier months on the sports calendar is really getting into high gear. Hour two next on Wake Up Call.